Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President Francois Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria would settle in Britain.
Given the scale of the crisis and the suffering of the Syrian people, it is right that we should do much more. So, Mr. Speaker, we are proposing that Britain should resettle up to 20,000 Syrian refugees over the rest of this Parliament.
Europe is struggling to cope with the continent's biggest migrant crisis since World War II. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. President Francois Hollande made the announcement Monday. Turkish fighter jets launched airstrikes Monday against 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The strikes follow an attack Sunday by Kurdish fighters on a Turkish troop convoy near the country's border with Iraq and Iran. An unconfirmed number of Turkish troops were killed. Security officers carried former Chadian dictator Hissène Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards then had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré as he thrashed about in his seat and shouted as an indictment was read against him. Habré's government is accused of being responsible for some 40,000 deaths during his 8-year rule in Chad in the 1980s. He is being tried in Senegal, where he lived in exile after being overthrown. This is VOA News.